2020年山西省高中阶段教育学校招生统一考试。一、情景反应。本题共五个小题，每小题你将听到一组对话，请你从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三幅图片中选出与你所听到的信息相关联的一项。
Number one, it's really hot.
Let's eat a watermelon to cool ourselves off.
It's really hot.
Let's eat a watermelon to cool ourselves off.
Number two, may I borrow your scissors? I want to make a paper cutting.
Okay, here you are.
May I borrow your scissors? I want to make a paper cutting.
Okay, here you are.
Number three, what instrument do you want to learn?
The guitar, because it's easy to take.
What instrument do you want to learn?
The guitar, because it's easy to take.
Number four, look at Cindy. She looks much thinner than before.
To keep fit, she plays basketball every day.
Look at Cindy. She looks much thinner than before.
To keep fit, she plays basketball every day.
Number five, what is Jimmy doing?
He is learning Kung Fu from his friend. He likes Chinese culture.
What is Jimmy doing?
He is learning Kung Fu from his friend. He likes Chinese culture.
Two, 对话理解。本题共五个小题。每小题你将听到一组对话和一个问题，请你从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。
Number six, could I buy the sports shoes? They are on sale.
So they are. They were 300 yuan yesterday, but at this time, they are at half price.
Question.How much are the sports shoes at this time? Could I buy the sports shoes? They are on sale.
So they are. They were 300 yuan yesterday, but at this time, they are at half price.
Question. How much are the sports shoes at this time? Number 7.Have you had your exam results yet?
Yes, I passed physics and chemistry. I even got an A in English.
Question, which subject did the boy do best in? Have you had your exam results yet?
Yes, I passed physics and chemistry. I even got an A in English.
Question, which subject did the boy do best in?Number 8. Eric, could you please do the dishes and take out the rubbish?
Why don't you do them by yourself? Can't you see I'm cleaning the room?
Question. What's the boy doing now? Eric, could you please do the dishes and take out the rubbish?
Why don't you do them by yourself? Can't you see I'm cleaning the room?
Question. What's the boy doing now?Number 9. Oh my God, I'm afraid. Will it hurt?
Take it easy. Open your mouth and say ah.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers? Oh my God, I'm afraid. Will it hurt?
Take it easy. Open your mouth and say ah.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers? Number 10. What a pity. I didn't win the first prize in the singing competition.
Come on, girl. Life is full of ups and downs.
Question. What does the man mean? What a pity. I didn't win the first prize in the singing competition.
Come on, girl. Life is full of ups and downs.
Question. What does the man mean?
3.语篇理解本题你将听到一篇短文请你根据短文内容和所提出的5个问题从每小题所给的 A、B、C 3个选项中选出一个最佳选项。
A 24-year-old boy looked out from the train's window and shouted, Dad, look, the trains are going behind. Dad smiled. A young couple were sitting nearby. They looked at the young man's childish behavior with pity. Suddenly, he said excitedly again, Dad, look! The clouds are running with our train. The couple couldn't help laughing. They suggested taking the young man to a good doctor. The old man smiled and said, I did, and we are just coming from the hospital. My son was blind from birth. He just got his eyes today. The story reminded me of what happened to my friend. A few years ago, he had a tour to Washington, D.C. He saw many homeless people on the street. One day, standing outside a store, he heard a voice ask, Could you help me? When he turned around, he saw an old blind woman. Naturally, he took out some money and placed it into her hand. But the blind woman smiled and said, I don't want your money. I just need help finding the post office. My friend's face turned red, and he realized he had made a mistake. Every single person on the planet has a story. Don't give an opinion about people before you truly know them. The truth might surprise you.
A 24-year-old boy looked out from the train's window and shouted, Dad, look, the trains are going behind. Dad smiled. A young couple were sitting nearby. They looked at the young man's childish behavior with a pity. Suddenly, he said excitedly, again, Dad, look, the clouds are running with our train. The couple couldn't help laughing. They suggested taking the young man to a good doctor. The old man smiled and said, I did, and we are just coming from the hospital. My son was blind from birth. He just got his eyes today. The story reminded me of what happened to my friend. A few years ago, he had a tour to Washington, D.C. He saw many homeless people on the street. One day, standing outside a store, he heard a voice ask, Could you help me? When he turned around, he saw an old blind woman. Naturally, he took out some money and placed it into her hand. But the blind woman smiled and said, I don't want your money. I just need help finding the post office. My friend's face turned red, and he realized he had made a mistake. Every single person on the planet has a story. Don't give an opinion about people before you truly know them. The truth might surprise you.
Four. 听力填空。本题你将听到一篇短文，请你根据所听内容完成下面的表格。 并将获取的信息填到相应的位置上。每空一词。
Hey guys, can you use English grammar well? Why is good grammar important? Well, it can save lives. Just consider the difference between let's eat, grandma, and let's eat, grandma. With the first one, you are inviting your grandma for a large meal. The second one sounds crazy. Of course it's a joke, but good grammar is really important. First, when you are writing, good grammar makes you easier to be understood. Even a small mistake can make your readers stop and read the message again. Second, good English grammar will help improve your English skills. Being able to speak and write correctly helps build your confidence while using English. Third, your writing expresses who you are. If there are many careless mistakes, it seems to readers that you don't care about your work. So good grammar makes them more likely to trust you. You see, good grammar is important. Let's learn and use grammar better from now on. You will have more fun.
Hey guys, can you use English grammar well? Why is good grammar important? Well, it can save lives. Just consider the difference between let's eat, grandma, and let's eat, grandma. With the first one, you are inviting your grandma for a large meal. The second one sounds crazy. Of course, it's a joke. But good grammar is really important. First, when you are writing, good grammar makes you easier to be understood. Even a small mistake can make your readers stop and read the message again. Second, good English grammar will help improve your English skills. Being able to speak and write correctly helps build your confidence while using English. Third, your writing expresses who you are. If there are many careless mistakes, it seems to readers that you don't care about your work. So good grammar makes them more likely to trust you. You see, good grammar is important. Let's learn and use grammar better from now on. You will have more fun.